This is Morning Edition on NHPR at 6:34. Martin O'Malley is back on the campaign trail in New Hampshire this week. As NHPR's Paige Sutherland reports, his main challenge at this point in his campaign is introducing himself to as many Granite State voters as he can.
How many of you believe very firmly you've enjoyed a better quality of life than your parents and grandparents? Raise your hands. Almost every hand. How many of you believe just as firmly your children and grandchildren will enjoy a better quality of life? One or two, huh?
This is the message Martin O'Malley is running his Democratic presidential campaign on. The idea that the American dream is fading, and that if the country does not act now, it will be lost. It's a message his primary opponents, Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders, are also focused on. But unlike those candidates, O'Malley, who is lagging behind in the polls, has a little more work to do to get voters excited about his cause. Here's Pete Mercati of Derry, who came out to see O'Malley at the Halligan Tavern.
I don't know much about him, and I'm just trying to learn a little more.
He was one of many voters who said similar things during O'Malley's events on Wednesday. Paul Phillips, a lawyer from Plymouth, attended a house party in Concord that evening. Phillips says getting his name out there will be O'Malley's first hurdle.
For the Democrats this year, you know, everybody knows who Hillary is. Bernie is from the state next door, so we all know who he is. So really, Governor O'Malley has an uphill fight to get his name recognized.
For some, like Mary Rao of Newcastle, meeting O'Malley firsthand was enough to earn her support. She hosted a party for O'Malley in June. She says once people get to know him, the polls will turn around.
Hello, Deborah. Martin O'Malley. Good to meet you.
He looks at people. He listens to people. He involves, you know, he engages. He doesn't just talk at them.
The 52-year-old politician seems to especially connect with young voters, whether it is taking selfies with people, playing his guitar for the crowd, or having a Corona at a bar in Nashua.
All governors. We had Tim Kaine on the harmonica. I played guitar.
Okay.
We had Janet Napolitano on the tambourine. And Brian Schweitzer on the cowbell.
Okay. All right, my list of the band. We're going to create a huge band.
He insisted on cowbell.
He's also making a concerted effort to connect with young voters on issues like college debt and climate change. This week in Manchester, he revealed his plan to achieve universal college-free debt in the next 5 years, an issue that resonated with 23-year-old Bianca Acebron-Paco of Bow. Acebron-Paco currently has more than $100,000 in student loans. She was one of a dozen current and former students who sat on a panel with O'Malley when he laid out his plan at St. Anselm College.
He's believable. I think everyone thinks politicians are, you know, kind of sketchy and whatever, but, you know, he's the most believable to me. I just can't trust Hillary Clinton.
23-year-old Tyler McFarlane of Rye said he was moved by O'Malley's position on climate change.
Especially as a young person, with the threat of climate change looming, if not upon us, I'm really excited that he just announced that he won't take campaign contributions from the fossil fuel industry, which is a first for a presidential race.
O'Malley's supporter, Dave Allen, is the senior vice president of the technology firm Dyn in Manchester. Allen says O'Malley stands out because he talks about issues that are personal to him.
He's very in tune with what's going on because it's like he's lived it along with everybody else. And so I think that, especially sort of at this time, it's really helpful because there are a lot of sort of unique problems that you don't really understand unless you sort of go through it.
Such as student loans. O'Malley said he and his wife had to take out almost $340,000 to send their two daughters to college. They also have another child looking at schools now. Christy St. Laurent of Wyndham says she liked how O'Malley was specific about how he would address these problems if elected.
You know, everybody wants to see college cost less and have less debt or see more jobs, but it's more in how they envision implementing it that I think we need to make our decisions on.
Many of O'Malley's supporters, such as former State Senator Peter Burling of Cornish, also commended O'Malley on his track record as mayor of Baltimore and a two-time governor of Maryland for
marriage equality, a fair wage, health care, the DREAM Act.
But Albert Gurnon of Manchester questions whether O'Malley's 15 years of executive experience on the local and state level will translate in Washington.
Working at the state level is a little bit easier, but when you try to get to the higher office, can you get past Congress and the Senate and get all your stuff passed? That's the problem.
When it comes down to it, Burling says being a constant presence in New Hampshire is the only way O'Malley has a chance.
He's going to get attention when he can spend more time here. Because people really like what they see. I mean, let's face it, the guy's physically attractive, charming, smart. What's not to like? And he's got good ideas. You know, I'm sorry, you can't downplay the importance of that.
And that is exactly what the governor says he plans to do.
I intend to win over New Hampshire one town at a time, coming back again and again and again, going to diners, going to the restaurants, and going to the town halls.
For NHPR News, I'm Paige Sutherland.